So now on the Innovation Show, we welcome Fergal O'Connor, CEO and founder of Happy Marketing and Media. Welcome to the show, Fergal.
Thanks, Aidan.
Great to have you here. Let's talk about your history. So you've a really interesting background and it really has been a journey, and you've seen the good, the bad and the ugly of media and the opportunities that have come out of that as well.
So yeah, Aidan, I started out really in the, at the coalface, I suppose, of the media business. Came out of college with a marketing degree, and at the time, not a lot of opportunities in marketing in Ireland, and back in 1992 when I came out of college. So straight into the advertising business, like I've managed to get a job in a publishing company in Dublin on Eden Quay, and it was very, very hard sell. You know, we were into student yearbooks and diaries and medical magazines, and it was very much on the phone, get the client on board, sell the advertising, move on to the next one. Very high staff turnover. After a year and a half being there, I think I was the longest serving member of staff in the company. So that was cutting your teeth very hard in the publishing and media business straight out of college. From that then, a friend of mine actually joined the company after about a year. And after about a year and a half too, I said, you know, this isn't exactly rocket science. Why don't we go off and do this ourselves? So set up our own media and publishing business based out of Kildare, servicing clients in Dublin. And we did that for about 3-4 years from Kildare until I moved on to Galway, got married, moved to Galway and did something similar in Galway. Then we set up another company in Galway called Educom at the time. So again, we were a publishing business. That kind of turned into a media agency business because we were dealing with a lot of clients from Dublin that were looking to sell advertising into the west of Ireland, and that's what we did for again another 3-4 years. Had my first child back in 2002, better get the year right, and from that kind of decided, you know, I needed to kind of get a proper job and kind of something that was steady income coming in, because as you probably know yourself and from talking to a lot of CEOs and business startups, that process can be quite up and down and a roller coaster ride in terms of revenue. So I got a job with a company called Galway Now Magazine. And at the time we were basically working out of a garage, and we managed to grow that business then into 5 lifestyle magazines. We just staff about 15, 20 working for us. So that was a real great success story. But after about 3.5 years of that, decided it was kind of time to have a look at other media. I'd been in magazines for that length of time and just wanted to get kind of into radio. And at the time, News Talk had just gone national back in 2004, and joined News Talk as their West of Ireland regional representative, basically helping them to develop the brand in the West and kind of gain more clients. But after about a year and a half of that, it was kind of, I wanted to get into, again, something slightly different. I'd kind of found out now a lot about radio. I'd known a lot about magazines. And the next step for me was then newspapers. So I wanted to kind of get a bit of a grounding in that as well. So joined the Advertiser Newspaper Group, which is one of the largest free sheets in Ireland. At the time, they had 5 newspapers. And I was the sales manager of the Mayo Advertiser for 5.5 years. So a lot of experience dealing with kind of newspaper clients and local businesses and trying to help generate revenue for them through advertising and through local mediums. And from that then, again, stuck with newspapers, but moved back up to Galway. So I had a really good grounding in the kind of Mayo market and dealt with a lot of the agencies from Dublin there as well. And then went up to Galway and became their direct sales and agency manager for the Galway Independent, a different newspaper then. And again, there for about a year and a half. And just after that then joined Irish TV. So again, magazines, radio, newspapers, and then it was time to kind of have a look at what was going on television. So again, Irish TV had just started up at the time, literally no staff, just a new startup business, just had recently gotten a big investment, and joined them as their UK and Ireland sales manager. And it was all about kind of growing the business, growing the sales team, and obviously growing the revenues. And after about, I'd say it was about a year and a half there, a lot of our clients were just asking about video content, and it wasn't anymore about, you know, how do we get ads on the telly? It was more about how do we get our content from you to use on our own social media and our web platforms. And I just thought to myself, you know, there has to be an opportunity there for a business to provide that service to the clients that I was dealing with, which didn't seem to be available at the time. So we set up what was originally going to be a content, video content marketing business. And from dealing with our clients in on the video content side, we started to do more of a strategic look at businesses. So a business would come to us and say, we know you do video content, can you do it for us? And we'd say, well, what do you want it for? What's the strategy behind what are you using it for? And they wouldn't have a clue. So it was all about just generating content because somebody had said, you know, you need to get a video done, but no real kind of thinking behind what they were going to use it for. So we started to bring that kind of strategic element into the video content. So we'd look at their communication plan, we'd look at the channels that they were using, we'd look at what they were doing well, what they weren't doing so well, and we'd give them advice on how to implement it best. And oftentimes they would say, yes, and can you implement it for us and monitor and manage our campaign, which we did then as well. Out of that then, Aidan, something kind of interesting happened. People started to say about, you know, can you buy media for us? Can you actually buy the advertising for us that you're recommending that we use for our business? And so we looked around and we said, okay, what's the easiest way to buy media? And a lot of it was, local newspapers, local radio. And the easiest way, or the only way to do it at the time and still at present, is you actually ring up the newspaper, you ring up the radio station, you email the rep in the radio station, you get a proposal sent out, the rep comes out and meets you, they go through what they think is right for you, you end up negotiating back and forth with them for a week or so, and at the end of probably a 2-3 week period, you get your campaign in place. And for us, as a kind of a small business, that was just too much in terms of time and resources that we were putting into just one campaign that was taking us 2 to 3 weeks to put together. So I thought to myself, you know, there has to be, in this age of digital technology and online marketplaces, there has to be somewhere where you can just go and you can purchase advertising in a newspaper or radio station, not just in Ireland, but in the UK or wherever you want. And when I looked around, there wasn't anything. So there was no way of, lots of marketplaces in terms of, you know, Google ads, website advertising, social media advertising, but no marketplaces for traditional media. So put together kind of a business idea and a business plan, and went to Enterprise Ireland with it. And they said, yeah, we think you've got something here. So we've been on the New Frontiers, Enterprise Ireland New Frontiers program for the last 3 months, basically helping us to develop this platform. So the platform is very simply a way for local advertisers to connect with local newspapers is our initial target market or our initial MVP that we're developing. And from there, we will obviously grow out to radio stations, TV stations, online, social. So, but the initial MVP will be to link local advertisers that want to just buy an ad, which sounds pretty like a simple thing to do, in their local newspaper. And that's what we're doing at the moment.
Like, I was just thinking, listening to you there, the background, your tapestry, your rich tapestry of the different media, but also the problems in each of those media, giving you this opportunity to actually see the world through different lenses. Like, it reminds me of, you know, when you get your eye tested as a kid and they put on all the different lenses on it to test your vision. You've got those lenses, except they've stayed there and you've seen the world differently because you've gone through all this. But going to where you are today, the product that you're creating, I don't think that would have ever been created from a big newspaper or a big radio station or big TV for fear of self-cannibalization. And they'd be so fearful of what that could do and the fearful of the change. And it needs somebody from the outside like you with the vision and with the experience to actually do that. Have you seen any resistance from anybody so far?
Well, obviously part of the whole process that you go through when you're developing something like this is the market validation. So we have spoken to numerous advertisers on the buying side, mainly local businesses, because that would be our initial target market. But also on the media side, we've spoken to, you know, Magazines Ireland. We've spoken to the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. We've spoken to the Radio Broadcasting Commission. We've spoken to newspapers. There's definitely, in some of the industries, that resistance to change. What they've looked at, I've found, is they've looked at how do we change our content to make it more digital, but they haven't looked at how do we change the process of actually getting our inventory to the client more digital. I even looked at it, like, through our research, you know, CNBC in the States still have a big event in the middle of New York in Radio City Music Hall, where they bring all the reps in and try to sell them advertising in a hall. And for me, in 2016, when the world is changing totally to digital, it perplexes me why people in media who have all this tech savvy still use these old fashioned processes of doing business. So there's definitely resistance out there to it. But I think what a lot of, when we spoke to the local newspapers and the regional newspapers and organizations like Independent News and Media, who obviously have a national newspaper but also have a traditional newspaper base as well, they can see that bi-media is not a threat to them. It's another channel through which they can sell their inventory. And it's like having an extra sales rep on their team. But the great thing about this sales rep is never gets sick, never wants a day off. It's working 365 days a year, 24/7. And it's just an extra channel for them to be able to sell their advertising and an easier way for people to buy advertising too from them.
And you're lucky that you're dealing with that level in a company like that, because the real person being disrupted here is the salesperson, or that's what they're going to perceive, is going, well, this is taking me out of the game. And if you think about buying platforms like Google AdWords or Facebook ads or whatever it is, whatever online platform you can buy on, you're basically doing that for traditional media. And what I mean is, if you look at that, that solution will never come from the industry that it should come from, because I suppose they're dealing with this massive disruption. They're going through digital disruption, and they're so busy dealing with putting out that fire that they're not looking at the next solution. And this is just a common thing that you see all the time in disruption. You're seeing somebody from the outside who's looking in going, actually, we can solve that problem. And it's like Spotify. Like, you should be able to buy radio in the same manner by demographic, male, female, under 18, over 18, whatever, but you can't, because there's sales reps in place, there's agencies in place, there's a whole ecosystem in place. Nobody wants to be disrupted in that ecosystem. Meanwhile, Spotify come along and steal a huge amount of the market and are taking millions out of the Irish market as well, million plus anyway, and it's only going to grow. And, you know, your product in somewhere in the States, I think, can be real disruptor, because they're already open to buying stuff like iHeartRadio that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would hate to think that I put any sales reps out of a job because it's where I've come from as well. So, and what I'd see it more is that rather than the sales team within the organization suddenly disappearing, that they're re-employed to do other parts of the business. So you're not saying, okay, our sales team now is five people thanks to bimedia.ie, now we can get rid of three of them. You know, that's not kind of our ethos or what we're trying to do for the industry. What we're really trying to do is say, okay, this element of your media buying is now being taken care of in somewhat. There's a percentage of your media that's been bought through this. That means that this rep over here, maybe I could use for, you know, selling events or maybe selling more digital or doing something different within the organization or dealing with a customer in such a way that they're not now selling them the advertising, but they're dealing more with the creative side of the advertising, and they're giving them they're giving the client a better experience overall as part of the sales team, rather than that you're losing a huge amount of staff.
What you said about redeploying people, that's a key point in the future of work, essentially. And from what you said, you've moved roles, you've moved companies, you've moved not industries, but you've moved segments within that industry. And that shows a real growth mindset where you actually wanted to grow and change and develop and get new skills. And that is one of the key skills or one of the key mindsets for the future, where AI is going to replace a lot of people's jobs anyway. I mean, what you're doing with this platform is inevitable. This is going to happen. TV is going to be bought programmatically. It already is in some parts. Radio is going to be bought the same. This is coming. People are putting their head in the sand about it. Some people don't want to invest in that because they're seeing it as, well, I'm just actually voting for Christmas as a turkey here. And like, I think the only way you're going to survive is having a growth mindset to change and to develop. And as you said, if I'm a sales rep and I've been just selling space, now my job becomes why that space should be sold, and also other skills such as my customer service. Now I can actually look after my client better, maybe cater for them, understand their needs better and better. Where do you see the benefits from a sales perspective? Because we have a sales special coming up in a few weeks with a couple of killer sales strategists. But where do you see the future of selling?
Well, I suppose, Aidan, you've touched on it exactly the way I would see it there. It's about looking at ideas for the customer rather than saying, okay, this is space A, B or C, which one would you like? And selling has certainly moved away from that, I hope. But I think from my experience as well in the traditional media, it's still very much about that. It's very much about, we have a special on this space this week, would you like it? And if not, we'll have another special next week on another space. Whereas what the customer is looking for now, you know, I think the client, the advertising client, has become much more sophisticated. And even if it is only a small business, even if you're only talking a small shop in a small town in the middle of nowhere, that client has become much more sophisticated in terms of the way they want to buy. So the buying process has become now where a client investigates a lot more. They do a lot of research. They say that 80% of the sale is now made before the client actually approaches a sales rep at all. So virtually the decision is already made. Now it's about, for the salesperson, it's about, how do I use the skills and the knowledge that I have of my industry to help this client to get a better outcome in terms of the sale? And it's not now about trying to maximize the amount of revenue you get out of a client when you're sitting down in front of them. It's about looking at a client or looking at a business as a long-term partner of your business, as a salesperson, and saying, you know, if I do something that's going to add benefit and add value to this client now, this is someone that I'm going to keep for life, or keep certainly for a few years. Rather than, you know what, I'm going to go in here now, I'm going to really cream this client, and I'm going to try and get as much out of them as I possibly can on this sale, and go out thinking you're great, and go back to the office and ringing bells, and that's not what the sales process is about anymore. It should be much more about consulting with the client, and you know what, if it's not right for the client there and then, you tell the client that, and you go on to the next sale, and you try to help somebody that will actually benefit from what you're selling. And the future of selling for me is much more about a collaborative process, and it's about a partnership with your clients. It's about doing what's best for them, and it's about, if your clients can grow, then you're going to grow. And that's pretty much the ethos of our business, and it's almost a tagline that we have: we grow when our clients grow. And that's the way I think all selling should be approached now, is a much more collaborative, a realization that the client that you're dealing with isn't going to be bamboozled by, you know, sharp sales lines and, you know, leading them down a path of, you know, option A, option B, and, you know, you don't give them yes or no, all those old sales techniques that everybody was taught as a salesperson. It's now much more about investigating what the client is looking for and trying to come up with a creative solution for your clients, particularly in the advertising side. That's what we try to do all the time, and something that you can genuinely see is going to help their business grow. And if you can do that, then you've cracked it.
And you've definitely seen this with Happy Media. I mean, that's why you did it. You saw this need that was constantly there that wasn't being satisfied. But let's talk about now the platform, because you've got some funding, but are you looking for funding now at the moment? Are you looking for more funding? And do you want to get that message across on the show?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I think, Aidan, if you talk to any startup or any business and say they're not looking for funding, they're probably lying. No, definitely. In terms of now, we probably don't need any funding because we're very much at a kind of an early stage of the process. We've got a concierge MVP. We're really testing the market in terms of, we've got trading clients. So we've got clients trading on our MVP on a concierge basis. But what we need to do now, the next step for us, is we need to automate that system. And we've no shortage of ideas on what we want to put on the platform. It's just about, I suppose, a stage that we bring it through. So the first stage for us is we want to now automate that process. So at the moment, we want clients to be able to go onto the platform, enter the criteria for the campaign, and that matches them up with the best advertising campaign for their business. That's stage one. Then stage two is we want to have a planner for the client. So once the client books the campaign online, they then have a planner that they can download, so they can monitor and manage their campaign much more easily. So they download an advertising or campaign planner to their own calendar, and it kind of keeps them on track with where their advertising is and how that's going. And then the next step is then monitoring and managing it, because that's obviously specifically in traditional media has been the real challenge for organizations and business. How do I monitor and how do I track my advertising? And it's usually because they just haven't kind of put any process in place of monitoring it. So I would always have the case where you'd go back to a business and you say, how did the advertising go? And they'd say, I haven't a clue. I don't know. It seemed a bit busier, but I'm not sure. Whereas what we want to do is we want to have a platform where, you know, from start to finish, you research properly, you plan your campaign properly, you buy it at the best rate, you get the best campaign for the best price, and then you have a way of monitoring and managing that campaign throughout the whole 6 months, 12 months, whatever period of time you're running your campaign. And you can see, when you look back then after a 12-month period, you can see, I did a campaign this week. My sales spiked here. Obviously, that's connected to the advertising, whereas before there was no kind of monitoring of that. So that's where we're at in terms of the platform and what we want to do with it. So in terms of funding, yes, definitely we're looking for funding at the moment. We're currently funded by Enterprise Ireland on the New Frontiers program. So we're coming off that in January 2017. So we'll be looking at either through the Enterprise Ireland route of match funding, or we'd be looking for a VC or investor to come in at that stage. The initial investment isn't huge. We're probably looking at about 100k build for the initial platform. But to really scale it the way we want it into the UK and into America and into Australia, because obviously we want to internationalize this business, we would probably be looking at anywhere between $500,000 and $1 million in terms of the overall kind of budget that we're looking at the moment. So that's really what we're looking at, I suppose, in the medium term. We'd be looking at that sort of funding.
Your planner idea, I think, is great, because I've seen this as well, where somebody will run a radio campaign and you'll ask them, how did your Google Analytics do during that period? And they won't have even checked. So they won't have even thought of it. The timing of the schedule of my ads when they go out has a direct correlation with my website traffic. So many companies don't look at that. And I was thinking, when you were saying that, from your own platform, you know, it could tie into, okay, here was your spend, here was your ads, here was your radio, here was your SEO. But just to move on, there's a big event coming on the 24th and 25th of November. Can you tell us a little bit about that as well? Because it's in 2 weeks' time. So just to give people a bit of a heads up about that.
Yeah, Aidan. So Meet West is the West of Ireland's largest networking, business networking event. It takes place in the McWilliam Park on Thursday the 24th and Friday the 25th of November. And basically the 2 days consist of, day one is a conference of speakers. So Neil Donlan, who's head of strategy, people and regions for Enterprise Ireland, will talk about Brexit and the challenges and opportunities that that brings to businesses. Joe Collins, managing director of sales performance, will talk about knowing your customer and how to take your business to the next level. I'll then talk about making sense of the digital maze and practical paths for your business. And the MC for the night is Noel Davidson, who's from the Entrepreneurs Academy. And then that evening, there's a dinner, a business dinner, and the after dinner speaker. We're delighted to have David McWilliams doing the after dinner speaking for that. And then on the second day is really kind of hardcore networking. So it's very much like speed dating for businesses. So the businesses have picked 15 other businesses that they want to connect with in either a partnership or a sales way. And they basically have 15 meetings throughout the day. You get to know the other businesses in the region. They get to know you, and hopefully either a partnership or some business comes out of that networking event. And then that's it for the 2 days. And as I say, it takes place in the McWilliam Park Hotel. And if anybody wants any further details or wants to register or get involved, it's closing soon, so I'd advise people to get on there pretty quickly. And they can register at meetwest.ie. And our website is hmm.ie. So that's H for happy, M for marketing, and M for media.ie. And our trading platform, our advertising trading platform that we spoke about earlier, that's buymedia.ie. So buymedia.ie. BUYMEDIA.ie. And if anybody wants to get in touch by phone, they can get us on 01443311. Or contact us by email on help@hmm.ie.
I'm Fergal O'Connor, CEO and founder of Happy Marketing and Media. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks very much, Ian.